Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's Monday Motivation episode, I'm going to read from the book Off the Clock, Feel Less Busy While Getting More Things Done by Laura Vanderkam. Before I start reading some of her beautiful quotes, if you enjoy the show, please hit the subscribe button. Please share it on your social media. It is the best way to support me. Thank you so much. Quote number one. Being off the clock implies time freedom, yet time freedom stems from time discipline. You must know where the time goes in order to transcend the ceaseless ticking. This basically refers to her encouraging everyone at some point in time to track what you're actually doing at which time. So she says, for 4 years, she has been keeping sort of a time diary, I guess, similarly to me having kept a food diary for the last 8 years, I guess. But I mean, things she even says in various podcasts in the book as well, that she goes through different times where she tracks her time not as tightly, and other times where she's like, oh, I've been noticing somehow the day just flies by and I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. How much time am I actually spending on social media, etc. So she tracks literally everything on other times. But just looking at time blocks from time to time is super helpful. I did that maybe 3 years ago or so when I was more into, like, you know, very, very accurate scheduling. And I think it was super helpful at the time, just literally saying, like, okay, where did those 20 minutes here go? And how much time am I actually spending commuting? How much time am I actually spending with my family? And most people, this is one thing that really becomes quite clear from the book as well. And most people underestimate the amount of time that they spend commuting. I think by now we're aware of how much time we actually spend on our phones, on social media, but not being productive. But yeah, the commute was a big surprise for a lot of people that did a bit of time tracking. They thought maybe, like, oh, maybe, you know, 20, 40 minutes or whatever. But it all adds up, even, or especially those shorter errands that you run from time to time. So here, I guess the encouragement is simply to track your time, like what you're doing, even just keeping an Excel spreadsheet or noting it in an app or whatever, like what time you get up, how long do you spend in the bathroom, then from there, how long does it take to eat, how long does it take to get everything ready for your workday, how long do you spend just chit-chatting in the coffee room, how, like, and so on. So literally all the details, and that can be really, really eye-opening from time to time. Quote number two, the discipline of joy requires holding in the mind simultaneously that this too shall pass and that this too is good. This alchemy of mind isn't easy, but the good life is not always the easy life. Happiness requires effort. It is not just bestowed. It is the earned interest on the way you choose to pay in. So this might sound kind of complex, I think, when you first hear it, but essentially what it means to me anyway is, again, what I've spoken about in the past a few times, is that, which is that I think that one of the main challenges of life to be present, to be present, to enjoy the present moment, but at the same time, which I guess she phrases as in, like, this this too is good. So be present, enjoy what you have right now, enjoy who you are right now. But then at the same time, this too shall pass, and this too shall pass, meaning time is fleeting. So we actually need to work towards what are the things we want to achieve. We need to put effort into who we want to become. We need to appreciate what we have right now, but also appreciate the past, because, yeah, like, everything passes. So if you're right now in a state which is negative, this too shall pass. If you're in a state that is positive, this too shall pass, which should just simply spin it in a different angle, in the sense of appreciate it even more without trying to cling onto it too tightly. Quote number three, what do I like about my schedule? What would I like to spend more time doing? What would I like to spend less time doing? How can I make that happen? Some really, really great questions. I listened to Laura Vanderkam on a different podcast or in a podcast at some point also. And there they were also speaking about other questions like, what would my 85-year-old me would want me to do more of, like just generally in life? Or what would my 85-year-old me wish I would have given up sooner? Or what would my 85-year-old me would hate for me to keep doing all this time? So, I mean, essentially, it's all always the same questions. I'm sort of looking from the future into the now and adjusting the steps in between accordingly so that you have the best possible outcome. But also that first question of like, what do I like about my current schedule? Cool. What do I not like about it? Or what would I like to spend more time doing? And how can I make that happen? Because only you have the power of making it happen. And even if your situation right now feels like you're locked in somewhere, it's still probably likely you standing in your own way. So think about all these things. And then the last quote, rich memories can expand time both as they are being created and in the rearview mirror. I think that is so interesting. Like literally, and Huberman talks about this too, that, you know, when we have a day or a week or a month or whatever where a lot has happened, especially things that we don't usually do, it feels like a really long day. It feels like a really long week. Like if you go on vacation, you do a ton of stuff and things you've never done and you meet some new people and you have, or you go to a conference and like, it just seems like so much happens in this short amount of time. Whereas, you know, oftentimes you spend a weekend and you're like, I don't even know what I did. Like it's Monday. I have no clue what I did Saturday morning, let alone yesterday afternoon. It's probably because you did the same old things. Or sometimes we go through years where a ton of stuff happens. And then other years, people just, you know, do the same thing and thing. And so like, that's also one of the reasons why for kids, time seems to pass a lot more slowly. Whereas when we're getting older and we're just, you know, doing our routine, and there's very few things that are new, that are different. We're not exposing ourselves to new people anymore. So this is just saying, if you want to make more out of your life, do more different things. It's going to make it feel like a longer time in a positive way, though. It's going to give or add more to your lives. One other thing that Laura mentions in her book that I wanted to talk about is that it's interesting when we look at our schedules in particular and we don't really spend a lot of time for, you know, just thinking, just sitting there, just wandering around, which is what we should be doing. But the tricky part about that is often, especially in work situations, but even in relationships or so, if we do that, like especially if we schedule a particular time for thinking, for being creative, for things that seem like we're quote unquote not doing anything, people look at us weird. And that is something I would love to change. Like I would, you know, they say like if you sat in your office and you just looked around the room, for instance, and your boss walked in, most bosses would probably unfortunately get upset. Whereas you might be coming up with the most amazing idea. And fortunately, some of that is changing, you know, with more creative cultures and so on. But I think, like from personal experience, when when I stayed with my parents over the summer last year, whenever I'd be sitting there, like I would even say to my mom, hey, mom, when I have my headphones on, like whether I'm on the laptop or phone or not, I'm basically working when I have my headphones on, so please don't talk to me. But she would still keep interrupting me whenever I wouldn't necessarily be sitting there busy, looking busy and typing. And I would just say to her, mom, I was just coming up with like a creative idea or, you know, like whatever. I'm working. It is such a hard concept to get across. So I hope that maybe this encourages you, number one, to look at your time blocks and assess what brings you happiness, what you should be doing more of and what you should stop doing. But also to schedule more time for just sitting, just thinking, especially if you have a creative job, but also just in general, if you want to be more creative in your life and in my opinion, happier, because we're all creative beings to one extent or another. And hopefully you can, like when your kids ever just sit there looking, thinking or whatever, that's awesome. Encourage them to do that, to do more of quote unquote just nothing. In any case, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening, and I shall talk to you next time.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.